President Donald Trump is planning to sign another executive order on immigration as early as today. This one will be aimed at slowing America's refugee program and temporarily barring immigrants from some Middle Eastern countries. Liz Jones is a reporter on KUOW's immigration team, and she spoke with some Seattle families who might be affected by this order. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bill.
We have not seen the final order that the president will sign. What should we expect to be in it?
Right. We haven't seen the final draft, but several media outlets have leaked a draft of what is expected this week. And here's what it would do. It would end the Syrian refugee program indefinitely. So that is Syrians coming here to the U.S. It would ban all refugees coming here for at least 4 months. So puts the refugee program effectively on hold for a while. When that program restarts, it will be dramatically downsized. It'll be cut in half from about 110,000 people allowed in per year to the U.S. down to 50,000 per year. And then let's talk about this Muslim ban that we heard about during Donald Trump's campaign. So in a recent interview with ABC this week, Trump says it's not a ban, it's just restrictions. But here's what we're seeing in this draft order. It's a temporary ban on all immigrants coming here from seven majority Muslim countries. These are Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and I think I got them all.
Mm-hmm.
So it would suspend immigration from those areas, from those countries for 30 days. So the reason that the government is giving for that is it's going to give them time to shore up what is already a very rigorous vetting process for people coming here. This extreme vetting, as we've heard about during the campaign. And the order says that admitting anyone from those seven restricted countries, quote, is detrimental to the interests of the U.S.
Okay, again, this order that we haven't seen come down yet is for refugees and immigrants. How does it affect families who are already here, Liz?
Yeah, so looking at Washington State, every year we have about 3,000 refugees who come and resettle here. The last fiscal year, it was even more at about 4,000. And these are people who are fleeing from persecution, war, conflict. It's safe to say that all those recent arrivals have friends and family overseas, some in very precarious situations, and they've been waiting to help bring them here, to help sponsor them to come here. So the suspension of all refugees is putting that on hold, putting that separation much longer for all of these families. And in this process, the approvals expire. Like, you get a health screening that expires. You get this interview done that expires. So it's going to delay this process for a lot of people. I spoke with Marwa Sadiq. She's with the Iraqi Community Center in Kent. She's Iraqi. She actually grew up in Syria, though, and she's been in the U.S. about 16 years. They work with a lot of brand new Iraqi and Syrian refugees here in the Seattle area in Kent. And she told me she's worried about people that are here who may lose their benefits, programs like hers that may lose funding. But she's mostly worried about people overseas, in particular people in Iraqi who may have worked with the U.S. military or have U.S. ties. They're often targeted by militants and they're not safe in Iraq. And she says it can take several years for them to obtain special visas to come here. And she's worried for them. And she's also worried for those who have fled and they're living in limbo somewhere else.
The ones who left everything, you know, in Iraq and moved to Jordan or Turkey or staying in refugee camps, they've been waiting to, you know, come here for years. Their kids are not going to school. You know, they're not doing anything. They're just waiting for a hope to come here and start a new life.
And I also asked Marwa whether these refugees have the option to even return home.
There's no way they can do that. There's no way. There isn't home anymore. You know, Iraq or Syria, both countries are destroyed. There's no life back there.
So the draft of the executive order we've seen also talks about setting up safe zones in Syria, so where people can take refuge. There's concern that could escalate the U.S. involvement in the Syrian conflict. But just to recap, of the 4,000 refugees arriving in Washington State last year, about one out of every three was from one of these restricted seven countries.
We're going to be talking more about safe zones in Syria later this afternoon on All Things Considered, by the way, here on KUOW. Talking with immigration reporter Liz Jones, you have talked with immigrants who've heard this rhetoric from Donald Trump on the campaign trail. So far, is it as bad as they feared?
I think what I'm hearing from people is it's as bad, if not worse, than what they feared. I spoke to an Iraqi woman yesterday who told me this week is the first time she really feels afraid. They've been hearing the rhetoric all along, but that shock is just setting in now, and this fear is becoming a reality. I just stopped into a maternity service yesterday that helps immigrant and refugees with their pregnancies, and they hadn't seen the order come out yet, and you could just see the chill go through the room, the shock on their face. It was kind of awful to be the bearer of bad news, and people broke down in tears. But they're helping pregnant women, and they see their fear and their worry, and they're worried that's going to get even worse for these women. I spoke to Willow Wilson. She's a comic book writer and a novelist in Seattle. She's also Muslim, and she has family in the Middle East. She says seeing the expected details of the executive order really sends a chill through the community and a new sense of dread.
I know a lot of people who were originally saying, we're going to stay, we're going to fight this, we're going to trust that the checks and balances of government are going to work, who are now not so sure and who are thinking we might have to flee. I mean, this is becoming a real concern.
So as bad as they feared, yes, and possibly worse.
With this order then, Liz, in the attempt to ban refugees and some Muslim immigrants, how are these families, what are they doing? How are they planning for their future?
I think a lot just being on alert for what's might come next. And they've been on alert for a while now. Marwa Sadiq with the Iraqi Community Center, she said they're giving out people wallet-sized cards to carry around so that they know their rights, they know who to call. And she also said they're going to fight this, just like they did after September 11th.
Where we partner with, like, you know, ACLU and other organizations, where we supported the community, and because there was a lot of, like, you know, FBI and immigration officers going into the families' homes. So we were there with them one-on-one, you know, supporting and advocating for the families. And we will continue to do that.
And I think the final thing I'll say about how people are preparing, throughout the election, you know, we heard talk of a possible Muslim registry as well. And you probably heard people saying, you know, who oppose this registry is saying, I will sign up as a Muslim.
Right, allies.
Allies, as a way to show their solidarity and support for Muslims. Well, Willow Wilson, the comic book writer, had some thoughts on this.
If there is a Muslim registry, it's not going to look like it's looked on social media. It's not going to be, you know, this cartoonish thing where people have to go and physically sign up somewhere. It's not going to be that easy to fight. I know a lot of people have said, well, if there is a registry, we'll sign up. It's not going to be that simple. And I think we have to be on alert for subtler things that, you know, at first it's going to be about keeping out foreigners. Then it's going to be about registering who does and doesn't go to a mosque. You know, it's going to be sweeps of social media to see what people are commenting on. It's going to be much more insidious. And I think that's what people have to be on the alert for. It's not going to be as straightforward as people anticipate.
So I should just reiterate, we haven't seen the details of this executive order yet. We haven't seen a registry yet, but people are on the alert and they're braced for big changes coming.
That's KUOW immigration reporter Liz Jones. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Bill.